Good morning. Today we are finishing off our entire sugya of Kol Be'isha Erva with a very important question. A couple of people asked it in shul. How about a woman saying Birkas HaGomel, for example, after a close call or after giving birth? Can she come to shul and say the bracha in front of the men to have a minyan? So in fact, the Knesset HaGdola says that indeed she can. Efshala levarach be'ezras nashim, a woman can come, stand in the women's section, and the entire tzibur can hear her in the shul, and she can say the bracha of Birkas HaGomel. In fact, it's not only the Knesset HaGdola, but the Chida brings that as well in the Birka Yosef, the Ben Ishchai as well. The Kaf HaChaim has a little bit of a different twist. I don't know if they're disagreeing or not, but he says what we do is we bring a minion to the house of the woman who gave birth after davening, and she says the bracha there. It could be just in order for her to be able to say the bracha earlier. She may not be feeling well in order to come to shul, so as early as possible, bring a minion to her house and let her say Birkas HaGomel. It's unclear if there's a machlok between them. But in any case, the Abia Omer of Avadi Yosef was asked a very interesting question. He says, Ulai lav orach ara, na'amod bifnei asar levarach. Maybe it's not proper for a woman to get up in front of the minyan and say the bracha, because we know kol kvud abas melech pnima. Where's the tznius here? Standing up and saying the bracha in front of everyone. And Rav Avadi Yosef, halachically, no problem whatsoever ever with a woman getting up and saying the bracha Birkas HaGomel. And in particular, he brings the levush that nowadays we are more accustomed to being around women. Women are more accustomed to being around men. And it's not the same as in the time of Chazal, where it was more of a scarcity and a rarity that a woman would come and interact on that level with men. And now that we're more used to these interactions, we have fewer concerns that it may cause problems, improper thoughts and the like, and the men. And he says as follows, the Iker is like the Knesset HaGdola that we started with, that the women say the Birkas HaGomel from the women's section. And when do they say it? So he says during the Kriya Satorah and Shabbos, between the Aliyahs they can say it, so Ben Gavra Le Gavra, or at the end of the Kriya Satorah, that would also be an appropriate time for the women to say it. I've seen primarily after Minyan that the woman gets up and somebody gives a clap and gets the men to pay attention to the bracha, and she says Birkas HaGomel from the women's section, and the men say Amen. So that is the end of our topic of Birkas HaGomel for today, and the more general, broad topic that we've been covering for a couple months now of Kol Be'isha Erva, ending off with Birkas HaGomel, that Yirtzeh Hashem should only be for positive reasons, that anyone has to say it to Birkas HaGomel, and certainly it would be proper to say it in shul, anyone, men and women alike. Have a wonderful day.